Welcome to the NutGallery.com podcast. I'm Jason James, and today I'm bringing you a special edition podcast where I interview Willie Mack, who starred in BET's College Hill and told Yo Mama jokes in Meet the Spartans. Well, how's things going where you're at?
Everything's going good. I just got back from beating my cousin and some people in basketball, so I'm in a very good mood right now.
Well, good, good. So you a big basketball fan?
Yeah, I'm a big basketball fan. Always was, always will be. Now I just need to get me a basketball movie and I'm good.
There you go. So I guess you can we start out with maybe talking about a few things that people probably recognize you from?
All right. You want me to start off talking about that?
Sure. Like College Hill?
Yeah. Well, I did College Hill in the Virgin Islands and it aired 2007, March 2007. And being the funny guy on College Hill, they opened up a lot of doors because, you know, when you see a lot of these reality shows, you either see two things. You either see people with drama or you see people having sex or doing whatever. And me, I was just the more laid-back character that just told all the jokes. And so by doing that, I never really thought about doing too much stand-up until, like, people start hitting me up on MySpace, like hundreds of letters talking about, we really should get into stand-up. You really should get into stand-up. So I started doing a little stand-up out here in L.A. just recently, last week. I did my stand-up at Compton High School in front of about 300 students with Kale Mitchell from Kenan and Kale and a couple of other people. And I got a few movies that's out right now. The Meet the Spartans. I did CSI, Journeyman. I'm writing a movie right now, actually, and I just got done, and I started filming yesterday with the new Cedric the Entertainer and Kale Mitchell. So, you know.
Busy man.
I'm a busy man. One more thing. We just got done also doing the College Hill reunion, which aired last Thursday, and the next episode airs Friday, March 14th.
Cool. Some of your maybe comfort zone in College Hill was attributed to coming from a large family. You want to maybe talk about that a little bit?
Well, I came from a large family. I was born in Arkansas, raised in St. Louis. My dad's a pastor. My mom's a teacher. So I always had that leadership background or whatever. And I kind of brought that into College Hill by being like the peacemaker. I understand like where a lot of people was coming from, like, there was a big fight on College Hill between a girl from California and one of the girls from the Virgin Islands. And the girl from California, she's from Orange County, because in the island they don't have no Macy's, no Nordstrom. Think about that all the time. So I always tried to be the peacemaker by, look, Crystal, because that was the girl's name from Orange County. Like, look, you're going to have to learn how to deal with this type of stuff. You outside your environment. You knew what you was coming into. Like, I was always the sense maker, but at the same time, I was always the one making jokes to lighten up situations.
Now, in the Spartan, Meet the Spartans, you were the Your Mama joke cracking guy?
Yeah, they was making a spoof. They was like, and King Xerxes brings out his hardest, his biggest people yet. And I just opened out like, Yo Mama's so ghetto, when she breastfeed, Kool-Aid comes out. I was doing different Yo Mama jokes and stuff. I was the Yo Mama leader, and I guess I did good enough to where I made the Meet the Spartans poster, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, did you come up with the jokes, or were they scripted?
Came up with them. We had to, like, they let us freestyle about that. We did, like, 10 jokes a piece. So they figured out whichever one was best they would use.
Cool. You're also involved in a movie, House Arrest?
House Arrest, yes. We started filming House Arrest back in October-ish, and they're wrapping up on it now. And post, it should be done in April, and it's like a Friday-like movie, and they got me playing the new Chris Tucker role, so that's going to be very exciting. I'm excited about that when that comes out.
What do you think of your character being compared to Chris Tucker?
I mean, of course, it's big shoes to fill, especially when I first read the script, and when people were telling me, like, you're funny. You could really be the next Chris Tucker. But there's blogs on online. The one that really flattered me was, like, it's really, like, wow. So that really, like, boosts my ego up a little bit. I'm like, hey, I wouldn't mind knocking up a Spice Girl. I would take that.
Your current project is Chicago Pulaski Jones?
Yeah, that's my current project. That was written and acted in by Kel Mitchell. That's the one I'm filming now. And it's directed by Cedric the Entertainer. This is a directorial debut, which is really cool because Cedric's a really cool guy. Like, he's from St. Louis, and just not is he from St. Louis. His mama is the one that got my mama her teaching job back in St. Louis. So when I told my mom, she said, oh, Cedric's mom's the one that got me my job. So that's all. That's cool. We talked, chopped it up about that a little bit. So.
It's a small world, I guess.
Real small world.
Can you tell us much about what that movie's going to be about, or is it kind of still being kept secret?
It's still being kept secret, but I guess the best way I can't even describe the movie. It's like one of those movies that it's definitely a spoof movie. It's a spoof movie. That's the best way I can put it.
You're not worried you're going to get stereotyped into a spoof movie actor, are you?
I hope not. You know, it's funny about that because I'm in. I just got done doing one of my pilots or whatever. I'm in a pilot that was written and that I created, but I have this man named Michael Anthony Snowden. He was nominated for an Emmy for writing, like, some of the episodes in The Living Color. He also wrote White Chicks. He was, like, in the Wayans Brothers camp. So he wrote me and one of my castmates in College Hill, JT. He got us a it's actually a spoof. It's called Gang School. And we're making a spoof off of a gangbanger, like how dumb it really is and whatever. And there's just so much crazy stuff going on. But if spoof is where the money is, hey, I'll do it.
Yeah, no problem with that. I've had a few bad experiences, though, with a couple spoof movies. They didn't turn out quite as good as I thought they would, so I do shy away from them a bit.
Huh. Yeah, it's a risk to doing, like, different spoofs or whatever. So, but I feel like I really have a winner on this television show. We're going to try to pitch it to Comedy Central next month when we're done. Because I have another thing to do on Sunday. And, yeah, we're going to get it edited together and take it up to Comedy Central.
Now, with the Chicago Pulaski Jones, did you have to audition, or did Cedric get a hold of you?
No, I actually, like I said, Kel Mitchell wrote the project, and he's also in it. And me and Kel started seeing each other, like, on red carpets all the time, got a little cool off of seeing each other so much. And then Kel Mitchell's also the one that was doing different schools. He was doing taking comedy to a lot of the urban schools out here to tell them stay off drugs and there's a different route to go. And Brandon T. Jackson was one of his comics that he was going to have. But Brandon T. Jackson had another project that he had to fulfill. And so he called me on it, and I was up there telling my joke, then found out that Kel got a project going on. And he was like, I'd like to offer you the role if you're interested in it. So I was like, cool.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to come about a project.
One thing about L.A. that I've learned, it's really all about connects and, like, who you know. Like, you only audition the part after you got all the main characters that you know, like producers. Like, if you're a producer, you already write a script with Martin Lawrence in mind, with Nia Long, with Tom Cruise. You only audition, like, the cashier or, like, some of the other little smaller roles. It's rare that you really have to audition for, like, bigger parts. Like I said, L.A. is just a who-you-know town.
Did you ever dream years ago when you were working on a business degree that you'd be an actor in Hollywood?
You know, that is so funny because I came out here really with my ex-girlfriend or whatever, because she was coming out here. I was like, you know, I'm not really doing too much in St. Louis, so I kind of followed her out here. Then I needed some money, so I started doing extra work, started making jokes on set all the time. Somebody's like, you really need to start pursuing this. I'm like, nah, man, it's like a million people that look just like me trying to do the same thing. So, but then, like, I got my first role, and, like, I started doing student films. Student films led to me trying to find an agent. And, like, when I got signed with my agency, I booked, in the first week, I booked a Subway commercial. A month later, I booked CSI. Then I saw this little ad on, I don't know if you heard of Craigslist.
Yep.
But there's this thing, it was a dating show on Craigslist. So I was like, and it was paying $500 cash at the end of the day. So I was like, hey, I'm down. So I auditioned for it, got it. And it's funny because the producer, the person that's doing the dating show was also the field. And he was like, hey, would you be interested in doing College Hill? I was like I said, so who you know town? Because I never heard about how to get on College Hill or nothing like that. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. It's nothing. He was like, all you got to do is make my sister laugh, and you good as gold. I'm like, who's your sister? He's like, Tracy Edmonds. I'm like, dang. So I went in there, made her laugh, did what I did College Hill, and the rest is kind of history.
Hold on. That's a...
So that's kind of how everything started.
Now, you had a contest on your MySpace for a Keep the Fro or Let It Go contest.
Yeah.
What brought that about?
Now, the Keep the Fro project was because I was kind of in the stage of what to do with my afro. I was really not that I was confused about it. I was trying to wonder, like, if I cut my afro, would I get more parts? Like, because see a lot of people with afros unless it's like a 70s movie or whatever. So I said, you know what, to get a little bit more pub on it, I'll ask my fans. So like thousands of people voted on it. It got real big. Backstage West out here picked up on the story, and people started voting on it, and it was like, it's real narrow. Like it was like 48-52. So what I ended up doing was cutting like 3 inches of my afro off, so my hair is now kind of short. Like a little short.
Do you have a hard time cutting it off?
Man, this is what happened with the cutting. I went to the barbershop to get a lineup and like to cut the little split ends. So he cut the split ends. Then he kind of nipped it, like went a little bit lower than it's supposed to. And I looked, I was like, oh, man. So I'm like, I guess you got to cut the rest of it down. They cut like 3 inches of my afro off. Like, my hair was, before I did CSI, my hair was like 10 inches long. See, to get the role on CSI, I had to cut 7 inches of my hair off. So then College Hill, it grew back to about 5 inches, and I cut another 3 inches off like a couple of weeks ago. So now my hair is about 2.5-3 inches long.
Do you have any upcoming stand-up comedy shows scheduled?
Scheduled, no, but I do have a couple of shows coming up. I'm working with, I don't know if you've heard of Tommy Chung. I've talked to a few other people. They want me to come do some shows with them. So me and my manager are getting the dates together on that right now. So I have some shows coming up, but not like the exact date on it.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, you can check on go ahead.
What's that?
No, I was going to say you can check on my MySpace. Like if you MySpace.com/ King on the Mic. And like I put bulletins up of when my next stand up is and what city. Like I've done stand up St. Louis, Louisiana, of course LA. So yeah, they can check my MySpace out on that. see all of that.
You're also a big fan of sketch comedy. Do you think that's helped you in your acting career?
It really did, because with sketch comedy, you can't be afraid to do anything to make a person laugh. Whether you have to stand out in the street, run down the street and just your drawers on just to make a person laugh. Like, so it takes all of you to do. Like, when you see different comedy, like, hey, we're going to need you to do such and such. They'd be like, nah, I don't know if I could do all of that. And they'll bring that to an audition, like, all right, so we want to want you, is it okay if you take your shirt off in this scene and kiss on a girl? And they kind of, doing sketch comedy, I'm not afraid to do, like, anything. Like, people ask me to do something, I'm like, all right, I'm down, let's do it. So by doing sketch comedy, built my confidence up to do, like, different auditions and build my confidence up on so many different levels. So it really helped my acting out a lot.
You've cited Bernie Mac, Martin Lawrence, and Eddie Murphy as role models. How have they influenced your career?
Well, with Bernie Mac, I've always grew up liking Bernie Mac, because one, I'm dark, just like he is. So I kind of took on his last name, Willie Mac, and added like an extra C to it, because I know a lot of comedians do that. Like, Jamie Foxx said one of his influences was Red Fox, so he kind of took on his last name. Like, a lot of comedians do, like, a lot of different things like that. So I was really influenced by Bernie Mac, so I took on his last name. Eddie Murphy, I've just always been a fan. Because one thing about Eddie Murphy, when I read up on him, was Eddie Murphy said he never had to audition. He went from stand-up to Saturday Night Live to, like, 48 hours to this movie to that movie. So he never had to audition. And he got, like, 30 movies under his belt, all of them starring Eddie Murphy. So, and of course he knocked up the Spice Girl, so he kind of boosted up cool points with me on that one. Then Martin Lawrence is just like, I've just always been a Martin fan, like watching his television show and how he played like a whole bunch of different characters. Like, he'll play Shanae, or he'll play Brother Man, or he'll play himself, or he'll play his grandma, and just all of it is just good. Like, that's also part of sketch comedy, where you have to play all these different characters and be in that type of a mindset. So that was always a big influence on me.
Would you be interested in Saturday Night Live or something like that if it came along?
What, having Martin television show? Or?
Yeah.
That's my dream. Like I said, I'm doing the pilot right now for having my own television show. That is definitely my dream. I love, one, like, my whole passion is just making people laugh. Like, I've done so many projects for free that either my agent didn't got on me on, or my manager got on me. Like, you're doing it for free, like, hey, I'm not arguing with it. I just want to make people laugh. I want to show people. I'm trying to, one, establish my name out here to show people that I am up there with Eddie Murphy or Martin Lawrence. Like, I'm funny, and I know I am. I just have to prove it to people.
Well, cool. I have five questions that I ask everybody I interview, if you don't mind.
All right.
Anything you're currently reading or listening to?
Like, right now, I'm actually listening. Playing all in the background on my computer. I just paused it to talk to you. So I'm a big Prince fan. Why? I'm probably not too sure. But yeah, I press the play on it now. Yeah, Prince is on my computer.
Nice. Your favorite movie genre?
My favorite movie genre has to be comedy and action.
Okay.
Like right now, I just got done watching Deep Cover with Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is the most influential person in your life?
In my life has to be my mom. My mom has always motivated me. Like, I'm out here in L.A. with no family. When I moved out here, like I said, I just came on with my girl. But, yeah, my mom always encouraged me, just like, you can do it, keep the faith. Like, there's been times where things is going bad. I'm like, I'm coming back home. My mom's like, no, don't come home. Just keep on pushing. Got to work a way for you. And so my mama.
That's excellent. One person you'd like to meet?
I would like to meet. Who would I like to meet? Probably Bernie Mac. I want to really sit down and talk to him.
If you had unlimited powers to change one thing in the world, what would it be?
What would my unlimited powers be, or what would be the one thing in the world I would change?
You would change.
The thing I would change would probably helping the kids out in Africa. I'm a big kids fan. Like, I know what it's like to have both my parents in my house. I know what it's like to, my parents been married over 30 years and they have these kids in Africa. And I always, anything, I see how these kids in Africa are just hungry, running around, don't know where their parents are, it's getting raped. So I really wish I could do something to help the kids out in Africa.
Excellent. Well, if there's anything you'd like to add, Mike's yours. Feel free to
talk
about anything.
Of course, I will want everybody to hit my MySpace up, myspace.com/KingOnTheMic. That's KingOnTheMic. And if they want to see like some of my sketches or my acting reel, they can go to reallymat.tv.
All right, and I'll make sure to get that in the notes too.
And also, College Hill. The reunion, March 14th, is the next episode, so make sure they check all that out on BET.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time today, and at some point, if you have some other projects you'd like to talk about, definitely let me know, and we'll get the information out.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet, and good luck.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.